It's time to drop in on the healthcare debate. It's just starting to heat up in Washington. As soon as Congress comes back in early June, you're going to start hearing a lot about your healthcare, your costs, and your premiums. Now, listen first to this campaign ad from President Obama back when he was a candidate.
But here's what he's not telling you. McCain would make you pay income tax on your health insurance benefits, taxing health benefits for the first time ever.
Well, not so fast. 50 million of us have no health insurance at all, but 160 million of us do, and we get it through our employers tax-free. If you want to reform health care, you have to raise the money, and guess what? Democrats are in control, and taxing insurance benefits may be exactly what they're planning to do. Well, joining us to talk about it is Princeton University professor Uwe Reinhardt. He's an expert on health policy. He's one of the nation's foremost health economists, and he's advising the president on the upcoming health reform debate. He's got a blog in the economics blog today in the New York Times where he makes the case that employment-based health insurance, which is what most of us have, by far what most of us have, is deeply flawed. We should consider getting rid of it. Professor, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Hi, Professor. What's the origin, first, of employment-based health insurance? You say it's a relic.
Yes, it's a relic that dates back to World War II, at which time Congress imposed wage controls on the folks who made the ammunition. And, however, with its usual tactic, left open a loophole by saying fringe benefits are not part of wages. And, therefore, fringe benefits started to mushroom as companies were using fringes to attract workers. It's just an accident.
An accident. But these days, 160 million of us or more get our health insurance through our employers. The vast majority of us, 80%, I guess, according to the polls, like it. So what's wrong with it? What is it doing to the system that you don't like?
Well, there's several things wrong. The first one, of course, is that when you lose your job, you also lose your health insurance. That's bizarre. No other country in the world has this kind of arrangement. Secondly, though, it seems to fool everyone except, I guess, economists. I hate to be this arrogant. But workers think that this is a gift to them from the company, maybe the shareholders. But in fact, economists are convinced, both by theory but also empirical research, that it really in the long run comes out of the take-home pay of the workers. The higher health care costs rise, the lower is the take-home pay, and there's evidence, plenty of that. So actually, workers really pay for it, but they think it's a free gift, and therefore they resist any attempt at cost containment. Cost containment would actually help them having a bigger paycheck, but in fact, they think it just makes shareholders fat.
So people resist attempts to get rid of this because they're comfortable with it, and now you're sort of talking about the politics, because as this debate comes up, now all of a sudden, after the campaign and the president said, well, Senator McCain wants to tax your health benefits, Democrats are talking about doing exactly that. The way they might try to reduce reliance on employer-sponsored health care is to start to tax it. How would that work?
Well, actually, it's not that wouldn't be the purpose. They're fishing
around. But it would be the effect, though.
The effect, yeah. The purpose is just a desperate struggle to find money to finance covering the uninsured. If you wanted to have universal coverage next year, you'd probably be talking about $150 billion in additional federal subsidies. The money isn't there. So the taxes that are not being paid because the contributions that employers make to health insurance are not taxable income, that's about $250 billion a year that the federal government is not collecting in taxes. So people are saying, don't tax all of it, but you could begin to nibble at it, say maybe of that $250 billion, you harvest maybe $70 billion towards covering the uninsured. And there are several ways you could do it.
Maybe taxing wealthier people or so-called Cadillac plans that cost a lot of money, right?
Yeah, you could say any contribution above $10,000 will be taxable. That's one way to do it. Or the other is to say, well, if you make less than $75,000, we won't tax it. But if you make more than $200,000, we'll treat all of it as taxable income. You know, none of them will be popular.
None of them will be popular. Well, Professor, I want you to react to something, because even if they only tax part of it, looks like the healthcare system is going to have to change if we're going to spread insurance to 50 million people who don't have it. Listen to something that the president said just a couple of weeks ago when he was talking about the healthcare system.
I think most of us would agree that if we want to cover all Americans, we can't make the mistake of trying to fix what isn't broken. So if somebody has insurance they like, they should be able to keep that insurance.
The president says over and over, Professor, that if you like what you have, you can keep it. But just really quickly, is that really possible? 5 years out, 10 years out, when we've changed the system, a lot of people's health insurance is going to change, isn't it, whether they like it or not?
Yes, a lot of it will change. A lot of companies will get out of it. And he basically says, we're not going to force you to give up your employer-provided insurance. But what he may not be telling you is, that system may change in a way that you may want to get out of it and into an individually purchased product. If he can reorganize the market for individually purchased insurance, and that's really what he has to do. If he doesn't do that, then essentially he would have failed at health reform.
All right, Professor Uwe Reinhardt, that's something to think about as we watch this healthcare debate, if promises can be kept. Princeton University Professor Uwe Reinhardt, health economist, advisor to the president, one of the foremost voices on health economics, joining us to talk about the future of health policy.